a whole lot to fill in here. I apologize. I kind of found out here about this at the last minute. So, in a lot of the templates that I have for messages, for some reason I couldn't find them this evening. I did find some, but yeah, well, praise God. You know, it's funny. What I have is Ephesians 6, verses 11 through 17, which talks about the whole armor of God. It's kind of apropos because I feel with everything that's happened today and this evening, I feel that the devil's really just been trying to give me a pounding today. And I have to be honest, I didn't go out this morning with the whole armor of God on. And the Lord's allowing this to happen to help me remember where my strength comes from. Then I just give God praise for that. Because that's, you have to remember. You have to remember to be suited up and ready to do battle, because every day is a battle, every single day. If I get you all to turn to Ephesians chapter 6, we're going to read verses 11 through 17. You guys want to share some verses? We can do that. Obed, you want to grab the mic? We can let some folks read. Hang on, let me find it. I have some supporting verses that I have ready to go. But... All right, there we go. Does everybody want to read it together then? You want to do that? All right, so Ephesians chapter 6, we're beginning at verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Verse 18 also, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, Lord, I just give you thanks for the spiritual whooping I've been getting today, for not remembering to put on the whole armor of God, Lord. God, I just pray for all of us that you just help us, Lord, to remember and guide us in our prayers every day, Lord. Help us to remember to put on the whole armor of God. Lord, you are our only strength. You're the only thing that we can be strong in, Lord. Our strength is nothing in relation to you, Lord. Your strength is everything in relation to us. And I just pray, God, now that you would help us to have a good little Bible study here, God, and to bless this and to bless our hearts and to help us remember these things. We ask this all in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. All right. So, verse 13, it says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God. Okay? In the Greek, when it talks about the word take, it's defined as receive up, as take to you, all right? And how do you receive anything? You have to pray. you have to pray to God. And I didn't ask to receive anything today. And but that's how you get it, is through prayer, constant prayer, prayer and supplication. Matthew 21:22 says, "In all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, receiving, ye shall receive." Amen. Mark 11:24, Jesus said, "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them." So you have to remember, and I have to remember every single day, that I have to prepare myself to receive. I have to receive. I have to ask to receive, and I have to be ready to receive. All these things we do in Jesus' name. That's how we're prepared, is in Christ's name, because Christ did it all for us. He's ready the way for us in all these things. He's ready the way through His Word. The whole armor of God is a remarkable thing to walk around in. The armor of God is impierceable. It's unbreakable. But we have to ask to receive it. We have to ask in Jesus' name. 1 John 3:22 says, "And whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight." So as our hearts are prepared to receive, we just have to remember that we have to have our hearts right with the Lord every day. You know, we have to start our days out, you know, asking for the whole armor of God and receive it. But we have to know that our hearts have to be clean before the Lord. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Connor. I should get you up here to preach for me too. Thank you for that, though. That verse, I live by that every single day, because you know we can't help but be sinners. You know, Christ did it all for us, and He washes us clean. And when God looks at us, you know, when we're justified by our faith in Christ, He looks at us as if He is looking at His own Son in our hearts. But we have to make sure our hearts are right with the Lord every day. You know, we have to try to remember the things that we've done. And you know, we can ask God too to help us remember things that maybe we've forgotten that we did that weren't right. But He is faithful and just, and He will cleanse us from these things every single day, every single time. You know, and once we get our hearts right with Him and we're ready to receive, you know, then we can continue on in our prayer. You know, because our hearts are right, and we're in line. John 16:24 says, "Hitherto have ye asked anything in my name, ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full." You know, once our hearts are right with the Lord, and we ask in Christ's name, we ask anything of God. You know, the nice thing about it is when you're prepared to receive and your heart is right, even if God tells you no, you have that joy in your heart, knowing that He loves you so much that His no's are what's best for us. And the yeses are wonderful, you know. But we have joy even for the, you know, hey, you need to hang on and wait. Because the joy is because, you know, when I think about it, when I understand that, and Cynthia and I go through this stuff, you know, we've had trials, and it's just amazing, because to know, just remember that God loves us so much that He wants the very best things for us. And a lot of times we don't understand what those best things are. We think some things should be best for us, and they're really not. And just to remember, when we don't receive things that we ask for, or when we don't understand quite what we're going through, the joy comes from knowing that no matter what, we know that God wants the best for us. You know, even if it's in a growing experience, even like the way I've felt today and the things I've gone through today, I understand that it's because God wants the best for me. You know, and if I'm out of alignment, and He does some things to help me remember that I'm out of alignment, what a great loving Father I have. You know, it's just, and we just have to remember that he loves us so much that he's looking for the best. Even when we're going through the worst of things, he's still going to pull us through and show us the best of what he has for us. And if we have our hearts in line with him, and even as we make it through those things that are that we consider very terrible, or that, you know, the once we get past those and we can see the growing that God has brought us through, and how much better off we are, and how better equipped we are to help other people, it's just amazing, you know. But you gotta, sometimes you just gotta be patient and get through it. Ephesians 6:12 says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." So, as we make sure that our hearts are prepared, we have the whole armor of God, we have to remember that we have to do these things, because that's who we wrestle with. And we can't do that by ourselves. We can't wrestle against it. We have no power against that. Those the powers of evil are so much stronger than us than we were able to. But God's armor will get us through this. And God will get us through this. And when we are at our weakness, he is at his strongest in us. All right, I'm going to conclude this message. That's what I have for you this evening. There's a whole so much more that could be preached out of this, but this is what I have. This is what God gave me today through the spiritual weapon that I've gotten. And I just give you praise and thanks, Lord. But Ephesians 6:18 says, "Praying always with all prayer in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." So the one thing we always have to remember, as we pray for ourselves and we go through things, that we have to remember that we have to pray for others. In fact, a lot of times when we're going through our worst, if we just take the time and look around us and pray for the people that need things around us and forget about ourselves for a little bit and pray for those people, it's amazing what God will put in your heart and the comfort that he gives you that you're not even asking for when you ask for others. And that's what I have to say. Amen. Short, sweet. All right. You guys, we can say a quick prayer here, but I think, is it okay if we do a couple more songs before we leave? Is that okay? I apologize to Pastor Sicarios. He preaches so great, and I can't stand in those shoes. I can't walk in those shoes at all. So, but I did give you what God put on my heart tonight. Yes, sir. Sure, I can try to help you with that. Yes, they are. Yes. Yes, that's actually what we're doing, is we are putting on the whole armor of God, which is Christ. Yes. That is the gospel. Amen. And you have to be prepared to share that with others when it talks about your feet being. Yep. Yep. And if you have Christ in your heart and you have put on the whole armor for that day, then you're going to remember Jesus in everything you do. So, and if you'll notice too that the armor is, everything is from the front, is while you're standing and facing your trials, while you're standing and facing the wiles of the devil and the evils in this world. You're standing and you're facing and you're standing. You're not laying down. You're not giving up. You're standing. Amen. Yeah. But you can't go rocking around trying to face that battle without the whole armor of God. And I have to confess to you today, I was one of those days where I walked out naked. I didn't have the armor on. The nice thing about the armor is you'll see it's everything from your face and forth. You don't have to worry about the backside. Yeah, and you don't turn around because your armor is not in the back, it's in the front. You know, God says go forward. He doesn't say go backward. So, amen. Well, praise God. Yes, sir, Nick. No. Well, here, I got to show you something. These are all front to back notes. There's actually three other messages in here. But this is everything that I have, but everything that God gave me to share with everybody else has to do with the spiritual whooping I got today. So that's this page and this page. So that's what, I was back there praying going, you know what, Lord, I don't understand why I'm feeling like this. And then he made me look at what I had prepared here, and he made me look at it, and it was like, okay, I get it now, God. So anyway, dear Father in heaven, Lord, thank you for the time that you've given us all together this evening, Lord, for the words that come from you, God, for the established truth that you've given us in the Bible, the thing that you made perfect, Lord, through Christ, and then you gave us to us to read and to rely on. We just give you praise and thanks, Lord, that you never, ever break a promise and that you never lie. You're incapable of lying, Lord. We just have to remember those things in everything we do. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all this. In your name, amen.